You know, it's a great accomplishment. You know, my uncle came down earlier this week, and he kind of gave me the heads up on it. I didn't really know. He was just like, you have 10 yards until you beat my record. But, I mean, it was one of them things, you know, I didn't really think about. You know, just wanted to come out here and win. You know, we had a loss last week, so just trying to bounce back.
And then you scored your first punt return for a touchdown today. Can you talk about how you felt you received the ball or returned the ball, and then special teams overall?
I mean, I think it was just, you know, it was a great feeling, you know, especially the first time you scored, like D-Max scored first time against Auburn. So, you know, it was my first time at punt return. I think, you know, it was kind of a teaser because the first one that I actually had was called back. But, I mean, it was just, you got to give credit to the other 10 that was out there. You know, they held up their guys. You know, I caught the ball and it wasn't even anybody 20 yards with, you know, close to me. So, I mean, you got to give them a great job for that. And I think, you know, they did their part and I just had to do my part.
You know, on your touchdown return, you were kind of calling out the blocks way in advance. What kind of rhythm are you in there right now?
I mean, I'm starting to get comfortable back there. You know, you just had to go back there a couple of times, get comfortable. You have people like Coach Coleman and even Sean kind of teach you and tell you some stuff, you know, like trust your speed. You know, you don't have to cut back a lot, stuff like that. So, I mean, they've already done it before, especially Coach Coleman. So, I mean, it's just really listening to them and then going out there and actually trying to apply it.
What does it feel like to look up on the list and the names are your dad, Jordy, and you with all-time receiving yards?
I mean, you know, like I said, it's a great achievement, a great accomplishment, you know, but, you know, I just look at it like, you know, that's an individual thing, and, you know, I could look back at that stuff at the end of the season, but as far as right now, you know, I want to win as many games as possible, you know, get us to the playoff.
So as you move closer, you ever let your dad know, hey, I'm getting a little bit closer now, moving up a little bit?
I mean, you know, we talk about it every now and then, but he'll say, you're not better than me, and, I mean, he'll stay that way unless I beat it.
Hey, Tyler, give him away. You guys were able to finish. Start out that second half offensively, finishing drives, getting in the end zone. What kind of confidence you guys feel on that first team offense right now?
I think we're starting to get the hang of things. I think, you know, especially when things don't go our way early. You know, we had trouble in the red zone last week. You know, we struggled a little bit on our first drives. But, I mean, you might need that stuff going down the road, especially knowing, hey, you know, we struggled a little bit at first against UTEP, but we responded, especially coming back at halftime. Because, you know, Coach Snyder always says third quarter is very important. So I think, you know, a lot of things that we're going through early in the season, I think it's really helping us out and preparing us for what's to come.
How much this year did you want to be the guy who returns kicks, returns punts, and plays receiver?
I mean, you know, I don't really think nothing of it. It's just wherever they put me at. You know, I want to make the best out of every opportunity. You know, Coach Coleman and Coach Snyder trust me back there at punt return. So, I mean, it's just every time you get a play, you know, my dad says, you know, you may not get a play at receiver. You don't know how many passes you may get, but you have an opportunity at punt return. Or you may not know how many punts you'll get, but if they score, you got opportunities at kick return. So it's just whatever, you know, whatever it is, just try to make the best out of that to, you know, help your team be successful.
Tyler, talk about that little pancake block you had on the big tackle.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of crazy. I kind of shocked myself a little bit, but I didn't see it coming until late, so I was hoping I didn't get a late flag for that.